Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Rural America Initiatives celebrates a dream come true with a ribbon cutting and open house this Thursday. That's February 14th from 2 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Amy Sazu and Whitney Rencounter are joining us now for a look at a new day for the organization that's changing lives in Rapid City. And they are with us in SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio. Amy, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having us.
And Whitney, thanks for being here as well.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about this organization as a whole for people across the state who maybe don't know about the work that you're doing. Which one of you wants to begin with sort of the overall mission?
Sure. Lori, I think Rural America Initiatives has been here in Rapid City for the last 30 years and kind of operating, I guess, you know, in the background, so to speak, and just kind of boots on the ground and slowly really establishing a very strong head start program in Rapid City. And then about 25, 24 years ago, the Ate Api Youth Mentoring Program started up and has been around and partnering with the school district, from 4th grade to 12th grade, we serve the students in Rapid City. So over 1,000 students every year through the mentoring program and then through the Head Start program, 150 or so Head Start students. And those are the two major programs of Rural America Initiatives. But main thing I would say is helping families transition from the reservation into the city. And I think that has been a major part of this organization.
Tell me, Whitney, what some of those challenges are in just making that transition. How monumental is it?
Well, yes. I think throughout history, reservations really aren't a traditional part of Lakota, Dakota life. I mean, we followed the buffalo. We were very strong in that sense and taking care of the land and surveying the land. But I think the reservation life has really established a new way of living. And so moving into a city from a reservation, obviously there's differences, in the non-native culture. It's more about the American dream, individualism. And in our culture, it's about family and helping one another and so on and so forth. So I think when we come together, we have those differences. But Rural America Initiatives, really, those of us that have made that transition, we try to give those tools to people that we work with and help them to develop those relationships. And I think that's such a crucial time of transition.
Amy, tell me what you're celebrating on Valentine's Day. Tell us about the grand opening and open house.
Yeah, we're celebrating 5 locations coming into one location. We're celebrating a brand new state-of-the-art building that houses 6 classrooms in an early Head Start wing and 6 classrooms in a Head Start wing and serves 90 3- to 5-year-old children, 56 0- to 3-year-olds, and 14 prenatal mothers. It's also a chance for all of our admin staff to be in the same building and have the opportunity to discuss things when we need to really get to know each other. And I think a big part of it is to see the work that's being done. It has such a great impact seeing kids in the classrooms and teachers working with children and parents coming in and out of the building and stopping to visit with our receptionist in the front. It's celebrating a dream come true.
Are you occupying that space now? Is that coming in the future? Where are you at in the transition?
So we are completely moved in.
Nice.
There's still boxes all over. So yesterday we were like, okay, all the boxes have to go. So everybody was hustling around trying to get rid of the little leftover boxes and offices. But classrooms started the back last week. We had one day where we had some difficulties with the sewage system in the Head Start wing, and so they had to go home early. But since last Tuesday, so for a week, all of our classrooms are occupied, all of our teachers are there, and the admin wing is occupied.
Amy, tell me what it's like, what do you see? What's the story you see on the kids' faces, on the parents' faces, on the teachers' faces? Like, how are people responding to the new space?
It's joy.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy to be together. The other day I saw a parent come in and she took a kid to the right, which is our Head Start wing, and she had a baby with her, but she went in and took the kid in there. She came out of the Head Start wing and had a baby, and then she went into the early Head Start wing and dropped off that baby. And I just couldn't help but think, how much we were helping her by having the location all together in one spot. You know, otherwise she would have been traveling to two locations to pick up her children after work. And how convenient it was to have us all there. And she was able to sit out in the lobby there with her baby and unpack the bag. And the baby is all bundled up. And so she sat down. But we have the space to sit down and do that and then be able to visit with the staff that was walking through. It's fun to watch. I'm in the classrooms in the hallways every day.
Yeah. Whitney, tell me, who helped you get here? What kind of, you know, there's people who gave a little and gave a lot.
Well, you know, I think I'll start locally. We've been blessed to be recipients of the Vision Funds from the Vision Fund Committee, obviously the City of Rapid City, that gave us a $2 million push, you know, through the process. But we also got funds from the Vukurvich, the John T. Vukurvich Foundation. You know, we also, you know, had a match kind of from the Shakopee Sioux Tribe, a $250,000 donation. We had an anonymous donor give us $500,000 as well.
Wow.
And we also had the Weinberg Foundation, you know, which is kind of how it just kind of fell in our lap. But I think they ultimately saw some of the work that we were doing, and they gave us $500,000 as well. You know, the Paulson family also gave us $250,000. And then we also had some more anonymous donations. Black Hills Surgical Hospital gave us $100,000, Black Hills Corporation $100,000, Jim Skull $100,000, Dave and Deanna Emery $75,000, and plenty of smaller donations and gifts and support. Obviously, can't forget, you know, Hanny Shaffy, who owned the land that we're on, really gave us a great gift and deal on attaining the land that we're on now. So it's been a lot of great support, and from not only locally but across the country, and that's really been a big push in helping us to get where we're at. It just gives you chills to think about that all these people came together to help our children, and you know, being in the building, you can't help but get emotional when you're there.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures online. I'm getting kind of emotional with some of those kiddos. And Amy, we were just talking in our last segment about you know, how vulnerable all children are at a very young age, and how important services can be to help them get on the right track. Tell me a little bit about some of, you know, we say things like Head Start, you know, or there's zero, you know, there's birth to three kids here. We all think we know what that means, but tell me what's happening inside some of those classrooms.
Of course. So the educational, the whole building is built to be an educational opportunity for the children. All of the classrooms have elements of the kids' culture that the kids' families and themselves are supposed to be represented in that classroom. And there's learning opportunities throughout the day in both. And so that's with the babies, too. The babies have drums to play. They have toys that expose them to literacy and to mathematics skills, even at that age. They have teachers that sing to them and do finger plays. In the Head Start classrooms, the 3 to 5-year-olds, they really start getting them ready for school. So there's a lot of school readiness, like writing their names, identifying letters. There's counting. There's Lakota language incorporated as much as possible. And they work on science. I mean, it's just learning through play is how it is done through Head Start and early Head Start. And so it's really about the environment. And when you're in those classrooms, you see how they're built to learn, to promote learning, to promote questioning and looking at things and investigating and playing in a beautiful, safe, clean space.
Hmm. Amy, what are you hoping? You mentioned, you know, administratively, people are in the same, the adults are in the same building. You know, there's potential for collaboration and synergy happening there. And it's, you know, that sort of thing is just starting to spark right now, spark ideas of, you know, how can we make the most use of our space, I'm guessing. Tell me a little bit about what your hopes are and the potential is from an administrative standpoint for collaborative space.
Yeah, you say spark, and that's definitely it. We've all been in different locations, and I did this quick little activity where I went around and got the years of experience from all of the administrative staff with REI, And we had 156 combined years of experience.
Wow.
and not being in the same location, we have never been able to truly activate an administrative team that can look at sustainability, can look at what's next, how can we stay innovative, what can we do, you know, beyond, or what can we do more intentionally to help the families and the children in our area. And I think that we're just getting into it. We've had 3 administrative team meetings. We've really tackled some hard topics and kind of a few, or not venting sessions, but definitely times to share feelings and thoughts about stuff happening. And it was all good. We fed each other. We had a little potluck and we visited, and it's exciting. It's exciting to even think about what we have the capacity to do.
Whitney, according to the website, Rural America Initiatives employs more than 100 people, more than 90% of whom are Native American. So let's talk a little bit about the impact of the employment opportunities and the potential growth of REI.
You know, we always talk about, in Rapid City, it's a big tourism industry, but even South Dakota as a whole, and I know a lot of times the businesses look to overseas individuals coming here to work in the summer to help alleviate some of the staffing issues that we face. But I know one of the untapped places are the reservations right here in South Dakota. And, if folks had the tools and the invitation, so to speak, and the bridge to kind of fulfill a lot of these open employment opportunities, I think we could build into the future and rather than utilizing overseas assistance. And so Rural America Initiatives, for the last 30 years, has really developed a mechanism of understanding where the people are, our own people, because many of us ourselves made the transition from the reservation to Rapid City. And I think providing those tools and utilizing that experience has really had a positive impact on our families and really helped us to establish ourselves. I mean, I always say, people say it's living off the reservation in Rapid City, but I always say the Black Hills is the birthplace of the Lakota people. So we're not living in an urban environment in our standards. We feel like we're home. We feel like this is a great place to be. It's a beautiful place. And, I think employing and giving the tools, many of our mentors go on to be teachers in the Rapid City Area School District, or go on to bigger, better things in terms of their lives and their careers. And so being that bridge and developing these tools is such a great aspect of our organization and that we provide to our families and our staff.
Mm. Tell me a little bit, the open house is Thursday, February 14th, 2 to 6 p.m. local time, ribbon cutting meal. Tell me what is the ceremonial opening of this place for people? What does that celebration look like?
So at 2 p.m., we are going to do a ground blessing and a prayer to start. We always try to start everything with a prayer. And then we will do the ribbon cutting ceremony with the Chamber of Commerce. We will host a meal at 2:30. And then from there on until 6 p.m., we will be open for open house.